This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning, Anton. Thank you very much.
So, Dr. Christine, is stress just an emotional response?
No, it definitely isn't. So many of us think that stress is something that we feel emotionally, like when we feel overwhelmed, anxious, or when we're feeling under pressure. But stress doesn't just affect our minds. It also affects every system of our bodies. And often long before we realize what's happening, we don't even realize that there's a cascade of events happening in our bodies caused by that stress.
So what happens when we are stressed?
So our bodies are designed to handle short bursts of stress. When we do face a stressor, then our brain signals the release of stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol, and that causes our hearts to beat faster, our blood sugar to rise. Our bodies also send more blood to the muscles so we can respond quickly. And this is a normal survival response. It's a healthy response. It should happen like that.
Okay, so when exactly does this become a problem then?
So the problem arises when stress doesn't switch off, when the work pressures, the financial concerns, our family responsibilities, if we're not sleeping well, or we have this ongoing emotional strain, and this becomes constant, our bodies then remain in a prolonged state of alert. And then over time, that starts to take its toll on our bodies.
And then so how can chronic stress show up in our bodies then?
So we could experience frequent headaches or migraines, neck and shoulder or jaw tension, you know, when you feel like you're clenching your jaw all the time. Digestive problems, so bloating, reflux, or IBS, irritable bowel symptoms that can also be a symptom. Fatigue, especially if you've had a full night's sleep and you're waking up feeling tired. Poor concentration and memory, we can have what's often described as brain fog. And then we can also have increased cravings for sugar and processed foods. That's often a sign that our bodies are not coping well. We can have difficulty losing weight, especially around the abdomen, because cortisol causes our body to store fat around the middle. We can also have lower immunity because the adrenals and the immune system work together. And if the adrenals are constantly overstimulated, we can get frequent colds or infections. And then it can impact our hormones. So it can affect hormones that impact our mood, our menstrual cycles, our libido. Menopause symptoms can be aggravated by stress as well. And then lastly, elevated blood pressure or increased risk of heart disease. That is quite a big factor with chronic stress as well.
And what else does stress do?
So it also has an impact with inflammation in our bodies. So low-grade inflammation is a contributing factor to many chronic diseases. So things like type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, even depression and autoimmune conditions are usually inflammatory responses. So that is also what the impact that stress has on our bodies.
Mm. Okay, so these things all sound really terrible, but is there anything we can do to help our bodies manage stress better?
Yes, we can. So our nervous systems are adaptable. So that is a very good thing. And just as it can learn to stay in a constant state of stress, it can also learn to return to that state of calm and recovery.
And what are some of the daily habits that can make a difference?
So prioritizing good quality sleep is very important because sleep plays a very big role in many functions in our body. We should also aim to spend time outdoors and in natural light. The sunlight is very important for the production of vitamin D, but it's also a very good mood enhancer, and it helps to helps us to manage our stress better. We need to move our bodies regularly. So even a brisk 20-minute walk can be helpful. It doesn't have to be long bouts of exercise. In fact, too much exercise can also cause stress on the body. So a balanced amount of exercise. Deep breathing exercises can be very helpful because that activates the body's relaxation response. We should also aim to eat nourishing and whole foods to keep our blood sugar stable. We should aim to have a connected support system, so make sure that we have good relationships with friends and family, because our social relationships have an influence on our physical and emotional well-being as well. And then we need to make time each day for activities that bring us joy and gratitude and rest. So we can't just be rushing around all the time doing all the serious stuff. We need to build in some stuff that is also going to be good for us that we enjoy doing.
That sounds good. Sounds nice. So what should our goals around stress be then?
So it's impossible to eliminate all stress. So our goal should be to build resilience so that our bodies can recover effectively, especially after stressful events. I think our bodies are also always communicating with us. Sometimes we get these individual symptoms and we treat them individually, but we don't realize where they're coming from. So if we do have persistent symptoms, we should consider that they could be an early warning sign or that our stress burden is becoming too great. And we should listen to these signals and take small, consistent steps to reduce the stress that we are facing. So it can help us to feel better emotionally and physically, and it improves the health of our entire body.
Awesome. Dr. Wendy Christine, if anybody wants to get in contact with you, how can they go about doing that?
They can contact me on 082-476-4933. Or at wendy@integratedhealthsolution.co.za. And if they want more information, they can look at my website, which is www.integratedhealthsolution.co.za.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Really insightful. Have a wonderful day and remain stress-free. And we'll do it again next week.
This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.